Hello, I'm Pauline Rowson, crime author. This is an extract of an interview that I did with John A. Hoder on my favourite detective show. In it, I'm talking about the emotional baggage that my fictional characters carry, choosing characters' names, and why I set my crime novels against the backdrop of the ever-changing sea.
Welcome to podcast number 136 of My Favorite Detective Stories. Today's date is September 7th, 2021, and I'm your host, John A. Hoda. Our guest today is Pauline Rowson. Pauline can often be found walking the coastal paths of England looking for a good place to put a body, so she says on her Amazon Central page. So far, she has managed to avoid arrest. Her multi-layered mystery crime novels and thrillers are set against the backdrop of ever-changing seas. 15 of them feature the heartbreaking, rugged, and flawed detective D.I. Andy Horton. Two, her thoughtful, reflective 1950s set Scotland Yard detective Inspector Rieger, and three, her action hero former Marine Commando Art Marvick, working as an undercover investigator for the UK Police National Intelligence Marine Squad, plus two standalone thrillers, In Cold Daylight and In for the Kill. Her crime novels have been hailed as outstanding, compelling, full of twists and turns, and gripping. This was a wonderful interview, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
See, we all carry baggage, don't we?
Yeah.
Emotional baggage.
Right.
And I think our characters also have emotional baggage, and that's part of what's made them and what makes them and what drives them. And Inspector Rieger in my 1950s series, he's an ex-prisoner of war, German prisoner of war. He spent most of the war in Germany in a prisoner of war camp, because again with him, you see, I didn't want to make him a Second World War hero. I wanted somebody who had been forced to sit it out, albeit in awful conditions. And how has that shaped him? He, you know, he's ex-merchant navy. His ship was raided and he was captured. So how has that made his character? What is he like? And he carries that kind of experience and perhaps that baggage through his investigations. And how do we cope with life? You know, how do we solve these things? How do we react with other people? Names are also quite interesting, aren't they? Because, you know, how do you choose the right name? And I don't know about you, but, you know, until I get the name of a character right, the character doesn't come alive. The name's got to go with the character. So, and sometimes when I'm in the creative writing, the first draft, I'm just sort of bashing it out and introducing a character, and I'll put a name in. And that's fine in a way, but then I think I've got to get this character coming alive. So I have to get the right name. You know, is it an Ian? Is it a Dot? You know, is it a Dorothy? What is that? So names, I think, you know, the characters come alive with the names. And the other thing that readers often say to me is that they find if we use complicated names that are difficult to pronounce, some readers have trouble connecting with that character and therefore the book. So I that's quite interesting. So I do try to have names that can sort of, you know, trip off your tongue quite easily. And rather than being complicated, not always easy to do if you have different nationalities, obviously, with different, you know, long surnames or something. So, characters' names are quite important, I think.
Absolutely.
And the Marine side, why I say the Marine side is because I live on a small island called Hayling Island near Portsmouth. And of course, we're surrounded by the sea. We've got Portsmouth Harbour and the Solent here. And that's where I was raised. And having been raised by the sea and lived by the sea, I think you know, once the sea is in your blood, it never goes. And the sea to me is so changeable that it's almost a character in my novels, because it, you know, it could change from being calm one moment to stormy, and it's very atmospheric. So I love to set all of them against, as I said, the backdrop of the sea, the ever-changing sea.
Who reach you, and how, and when are you available for discussions, if you are?
Well, they can reach me in a number of ways. I've obviously got a contact form on my website, which is Rowmark, rowmark.co.uk. They can get me on Twitter. They can get me on Twitter's better than Facebook for me replying to, Twitter, Facebook, or they can just simply put my name into the search engine and they'll certainly get all my websites and my blogs and everything there. So there's lots of ways they can reach me if they'd like to. Yeah.
Yeah. I like your website quite a bit. It's very nice.
Oh, thank you.
You did a nice job with this. The color schemes are a little different, but they work. You know, they really do. I can't tell you what that color green is, but it helps. It does. And it really sets off the white print. And people should go there just to see your website, rowmark.uk. Rowmark.co.uk.
That's correct. Definitely. Yeah. And there's lots of information.